This podcast is a presentation of UCTV.tv, University of California Television. Like what you learn? Help others discover UCTV podcasts by leaving a comment or rating in iTunes.
We're just waiting for everybody to get here so we can get started on TB testing the residents here over in the day rooms. You know, it's pretty simple. It's relatively painless, well, for me at least.
And we are sick.
There we go.
How's your back doing?
Good. Holding up.
Well, it's good for the experience, you know, to get involved with the community and get kind of submerged into this public health nursing. I've been here for 1 year. People are, they appreciate if you try to help them. They don't complain. There's so many people that need health care and help. It just gives you a different outlook in life.
So what you want to do is you're going to put a little bit of variance. So you're going to put to how much amount you want, 2.1. So notice.
I love working with them. I like passing them around. Honestly.
Yeah, I've been working here for 5 years now, so I love my job, especially here where it's mostly needed.
If you have income, please put your source of income. If you don't have an income, just put zero right here.
So we know that there's always been TB on Skid Row, and we were very glad that the Public Health Department and the CDC decided to acknowledge that all this was going on. Our screening has gone up by about 200%. We've stepped it up. So anybody who we haven't seen or we don't recognize as having been screened, we go right up to them and say, hey, how about a TB test?
I'm here to find some low-income apartment. Until then, I'm here, so I want to be protected from this outbreak that we have with TB. And you should be tested, because I don't want to die from no TB. There's enough things out here to get killed from, you know.
A TB testing today to try to get in a program. A residential program, and that's their requirements. You have to have a TB test, and you have to be clear for you to be in their program, any type of program down here. Just trying to get off the streets and not do the drug thing out here like everybody else.
We're downtown Skid Row, right in front of the Union Rescue Mission. We're right in between 6th and 5th Street on San Pedro in the heart of L.A. I was homeless myself 6 years ago till I met Dr. Murphy's. Who sent me to school, and I graduated the program, and then I was employed by Urban Connection. Then I was fully employed by UCLA School of Nursing, who I work for now. Some people that are eventually really, really wanting to get out will definitely climb up the ladder and get out of here. But some of them, it's a little bit harder because they might have a mental illness, and that's why they're still down here. We do have kids, family, and people that are down here, not because they want to, but because life, hard times are hard.
Pretty much I've done a lot of health fairs with organizations associated with UCLA. Traditionally underserved communities, as an undergrad and a med student, it was a lot of work with underserved Asian Pacific American Islander populations. As I've transitioned into med school, it's been a lot of more urban underserved populations. So, you know, in terms of need, it's similar.
Now we have the females and their children coming in. We're going to start administering tests for them as well. Hopefully they'll also become regular patients of the clinic upstairs and start to get their treatment there.
Hello. I just want to say I'm glad that you all are helping and giving me this opportunity. And it's just a blessing to be here and meet different people, all different types, I'm just happy. You want to see Barney? You want to see Barney? You want to see Wiggles? Okay, you're going to get to see Wiggles.
You know, I knew about the TB outbreak in LA because it's a student homeless clinic I volunteer in. and I wanted to come out here and try to really be part of the solution, really get the population tested. Everyone's been really great, been a great educational experience, and I'm glad to help out.
So you come back on Friday?
Okay. I'm HIV positive, so I stay away from people. I stay away from people. I do. My husband's staying on the men's side. I'm on the women's side, and he's the only one that I really get around. It's scary. I stay away from all infections.
After the lunch break, we have to create the files. A lot of paperwork gets piled up, you know, in between, and we try to catch up.
It's a particular strain and particular to Skid Row and actually has caused the death of some precious people who were experiencing homelessness. So we've been on guard. I know the clinic has gone out on the streets even and reached out to people who are in danger of this dreaded disease. And we just really appreciate UCLA is truly a lifesaver at Union Rescue Mission.
All right, we're done. Okay, so thanks, everybody. We could not have done this without you, right? Would have been impossible.
It was a lot of fun.
Well, we've gone through a few dozen TB tests, so hopefully in the next 2 days they'll come back, get checked, and we can catch some people who maybe have latent TB or who are positive. You have so many people who aren't really in the healthcare system yet. Hopefully, you know, with more coverage and more resources being applied to healthcare, especially for the underserved populations, hopefully these issues can be resolved.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we need to place these back into the refrigerator. It looks like we're all set. Okay. Good job, you guys.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.